Something weird happened, though, in Sydney Swans' last game. It was on Sunday. They were playing in Melbourne, and one of their players kicked a goal. One of their newer players, his name is Sam Wicks. Have a listen to it.
Back on the run. Magnificent. Wicks again. Wicks on fire. He's got two.
Where was that game played, just out of interest? Because
that
sounded...
was at the MCG.
Okay, yeah, because it sounded like booing. But yeah, that would make sense.
Well, anyway, so the Sydney Swans won by a lot, but that was reasonably early in the game. So that goal was really important. Right. And so this guy has kicked a goal and something weird happened after that. There's 18 Sydney Swans players on the ground. Not one of them said well done to him. No one gave him a high five. No one got around him at all, which just never happens. Whenever someone gets a goal, other players congratulate them.
There are teams that actually every single player has to go, and it's like this thing they do as social cohesion and team building. After every try or goal, every player has to go and congratulate the guy. And some teams, it's actually, they implement that. Like it's so rare to not see that. I've just watched it twice. Still in disbelief.
I have been watching sport for close to 50 years, whether it's rugby league, AFL, soccer,
pickleball,
cricket,
badminton,
pickleball. I have
rhythmic,
never
gymnastics,
volleyball. I've never seen an incident of someone getting a goal or something similar and not being congratulated by teammates. So, but then the story has come out of why he's not being. Why they ignored him.
Yes.
Something to do with him and another teammate's ex-partner.
Oh, dear.
And, I don't know the details, but it's like, was he contacting a teammate's ex or something?
Okay. Oh, it is understood. This is from the article in The Telegraph, Erin Mullen. It is understood there are still levels of tension between Wicks and his teammates after the episode that resulted. Right, okay, and he missed a game because of my
That they describe it in a weird way. I'm just trying to find the actual line. But he's saying no inappropriate relationship.
Yes.
But the way they described it in another article, not this one, was that there'd been a misunderstanding about contact made was kind of the way that they had phrased it. So maybe nothing even actually happened. But obviously there was some kind of interaction between Wicks and one of his teammates' ex-partners.
But you know what? The fact is, if he runs out with you, you've got to forget about all that. I just think he's your teammate. You need him to be at his ultimate, his highest performance so can win the game.
It's a really interesting one because even in that situation, and you're right, that's obviously the best thing for the whole team, but it's obviously deeply affected whoever the player is to the extent that, that the teammates around him are obviously more concerned about his welfare and the perception that they're siding with Wicks, that they've determined that's the best. There are senior players in that team who are, responsible, who are experienced, and the fact that none of them went over to him and makes me think this is a lot deeper than just someone being a bit annoyed that you liked someone's ex's photo on Instagram or something. Do you know what I mean? Like the senior players didn't even run over.
And no one. He was completely ignored.
What about when they went to the bit when they go to the bench and they're all getting a drink and they're still not
talking to him. Not one person even made eye contact with him.